In these last days, we hear the words of Isaiah chapter 2. He says that the Lord's house will be established on top of the mountains. Think Jesus teaches about the Father. Isaiah says that all nations shall flow to that place. Think those who would hear and follow Jesus. But there will also come a day of judgment, a public event like no other. And for that return of Jesus, we have great expectations. The writer of the hymn that we just sang in the last two stanzas reminds us of two reasons for these great expectations. And the words of that translation have an extra dimension for me because I discovered in preparing this service that it was translated by my vicarage supervisor. He was a pretty good wordsmith. First, we have the expectations of Jesus' return because of sin's dreadful doom. Now, in a country that has so much, it doesn't seem that way. Until we consider that the sin, the condition of the heart that causes it, has awful things happen. They are actions of people who are not about God's ways and not about caring for their neighbor. That's the kind of world we have to live in. It's dreadful. It's worrisome. Who might shoot us while we're shopping? Will a thief break into our house to rob us and kill us? Think of recent stories in the news. Who might try to harm our children or our grandchildren? Will we do something that will embarrass our family or the Lord? Will some blogger come and ruin a good reputation? Will someone entice us to overspend in our Christmas celebration? Will there be a mortgage lender who tricks us into some arrangement that we can't afford? Will a terrorist explode a bomb in our midst? Will we be persecuted because we speak the words of Jesus? Sin and evil surrounds us. Death looms. It's like being in exile. We want to cry out, "Come! With a mighty hand, Jesus, lead us to our promised land. Come, Lord Jesus." And secondly, we have great expectations about our heavenly home, a place of eternal joy and a time of endless adoration of the Savior. For we remember that years ago, Jesus came among us quietly, lowly. And even in his infancy, a king tried to kill him. He came among us telling us about the Father more and more. He was forced to drag his own cross to a place of execution for us. He was raised from the dead so we could be made alive. Now he rules all things for the sake of his bride, the church, for us. And he's coming back. He's coming back to take us home. And it will be great to be in his presence forever and to thank him for all this. It's just one trumpet blast away, and he's back. We want him to come soon. Our song is of great expectation. O Savior, rend the heavens wide. Come down with mighty stride. Unlock the gates. The doors break down, unbar the way to heaven's crown. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.